Shalom, shalom. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser, that is. Thanks for tuning in, coming at you from Black Enlightenment. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. May you speak truth to me, Father. Guys, I want to talk to you this morning about your struggle. Now, some of us are not in the struggle. Some of us have done come out the struggle, and we are just finally, like, the smoke is starting to clear, and we like, whoo, that was a rough one, right? But for a lot of you, you are in the thick of some stuff right now. Some of you are in the thick of some stuff right now, and you have to do an internal inventory to know whether or not you are in a Job experience, where this is simply a test to prove to you and all the haters, excuse me, of your soul, that you are indeed faithful and that there is nothing that can happen to you that is going to make you abandon your faith and your love and your commitment to your Creator. But some of you are having a chastisement right now because you did not do what the Most High said to do. In the last season, there were things that you refused to give up. There were things that you refused to walk away from. There were mindsets that you refused to abandon. Some of you would not let go of people in the last season, that, and now in this season, you are dealing with the fact that had you let them go then, they would not have sabotaged you the way that they're sabotaging you now. Some of you refused to make lifestyle changes in the last season that you had no idea were going to bear such fruit so quickly, so that now you are dealing with those the fruit of those failed lifestyle changes. These are the types of things that you really have to think about and consider if you right now are in the struggle, because the fact is there are only two ways that struggle comes about. It's not accidental. It's not like arbitrarily things happen to you. Right? So either it is a testing and a maturing of the soul, or it is chastisement. And the only way to know the difference is to do a real life inventory and ask yourself, in the past season, was I neglectful in obedience? Was I compromising? Did I try to stand on a position of the Most High knows my heart, I'm just not there yet? These kinds of excuses that we put out there when we know that we're supposed to come up a level and we refuse to come up a level. And then we start making excuses, like we start to tell the people that the Most High sent into our lives to give us correction. We start to say things like, well, only God can judge me. Let him without the first, him without sin cast the first stone. If you found yourself with those kinds of mantras in the last season, that stuff that the Most High was trying to purge out of you and get you to turn away from are biting you right now. They are on your booty right now. And so I can't speak to whether or not the Most High is going to have grace with you, right? I can't tell you that all you have to do is get it and then suddenly the suffering will end, because this is not that kind of time, right? We are dealing with an angry Yahweh. Our Creator is furious right now. And we need to know that he's not furious with everyone, only the disobedient. So you need to know that if you walk in disobedience, you put yourself in really, really, really big risk. And so if in the last season, when it was time to prepare, because the Most High told us to prepare last season, he said, listen, something is coming. Something serious is coming. I am sending wrath. And if you did not do what it was that you were supposed to do to prepare for the season, you did not walk out your obedience. You took it lightly. You thought you had more time, right? You thought you would get another chance. And so you took lightly those corrections that came to you. And now you are dealing with the fruit of your disobedience. The wages of sin is death. And so I suggest to you to humble yourself and whatever it is, clean yourself up from it and have no expectation that the Most High is going to put the pieces back together nice and beautiful and restore you to your former place. It may not happen. Listen, Solomon, the wisest man in all of history, Yah favored and loved and adored and just loved him. But he died out of favor with the Most High. He died out of favor. He was not restored to the Most High. So far as I've read, he was not restored to the Most High at his passing, because he had abandoned the things of the Most High and had run over there to try to please his wives, these strange women. And that's a whole other talk. But because he wanted to meet the approval of those who do not follow Yah, he did not go to his grave in the favor of Yah. He went to his grave in disfavor of Yah, and he actually caused his lineage the blessing that was given to him. He caused them to have to suffer punishment because of how he was disobedient. So I'm going to just say to you, now you may have a situation, if you're dealing with hardships, you may just have yourself a situation where those hardships might be there to stay for a while. And your best bet is to just cling to the Most High and be humble and say, you know what? I made this bed and I'm going to lay in it. Continue to give the Most High glory, honor, and praise. Now is definitely not the time to turn your back and say, well, if, you know, if the Most High loved me, he wouldn't let me get sick, and don't start talking them kind of games. Listen, because if you think what's happening now is bad, you should look around and see what is happening to the heathens and those who do not even know Yah at all. And if you do not take the correction, if you do not look at what is happening to you in your life and make the connections between it and your disobedience, then you are going to be in a very, very, very bad way. You are going to end up with the same lot as the wicked. So rebellion is as witchcraft. So if you rebel against the Most High, you will get the lot of those who practice witchcraft. You don't want that work. So do a self-inventory, do a real self-inventory. If you are in the thick of some stuff right now, there's probably something that you neglected in the last season that you took lightly. So it's never too late to repent, but some blessings you just never get back. Some opportunities just never come back. And you need to be able to move on in Yah, even with or without that promise that you forfeit. So I know this wasn't the most exciting word, but I got to give you what I got to give you, right? So Yah be glorified, magnified, and praised. I hope that this was a blessing to someone. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube page, Black Enlightainment. Check out the playlist, The Culture, and listen to those songs. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think, which ones are your favorites, all that kind of stuff, which ones you don't like and why. And if you're in the business, hit me up. Clearly, you will see from those songs, I need a lot of help. And I welcome your assistance in giving those songs a more professional presentation. And I also welcome partners. Of course, I pray on everything. So if you get a no from me, it's because I got a no from Yah. But otherwise, hit me up. I'd like to hear from you. And I just pray that the Most High will touch you wherever you are in your life and restore you back to Him. If He doesn't restore your possessions back or your health back or those relationships or what have you, at least may your relationship with the Most High be restored and strengthened through your struggle. Word, that's all I got for you. Empress Jetty, I'm out.